The place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out, and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we're staying in our cell. We get fed in our cell. We don't come out our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. And they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the lines, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing, what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big ups, big ups, big ups to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning, all day. Mm. That's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
How?
My son was just hollering, awesome. We're Tori. Like,
I wanted to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cup. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm, stay focused.
Now, live from the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are gonna cry.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tori Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue, and I'm here for the action,
and nothing but that action,
and I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
Hey, salute. Salute to everybody that's joining the show out there in radio land. Salute to everybody that's joining the show in the chat. We got Kawan in the chat, SC, not really a city girl, Reginald in the chat. Willie, I see you, Willie. We got Sincere Ronnie Ray Real in the chat. Hey, look, we got another powerful conversation for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? All right, look, I was getting ready to come in to do my show, and I seen news that Nancy Pelosi will not seek re-election, ending nearly four decades in the U.S. House. Hey, that's a long time. That's a lot of financial benefits. That's a lot of financial gain. But we got a statement. We got some, some news on this. Let's listen.
News, yeah, you as well. Here we go now to Washington. The former House Speaker, leading congressional Democrat Nancy Pelosi, has announced in a video a moment ago that she will not seek re-election. She has represented San Francisco for nearly 40 years. She's 85 years old. The history she has in Washington speaks for itself. She has been a long-range player in the Democratic Party.
All right. Well, we got Donald Trump's response, too. Donald Trump responded to this. Donald Trump made a statement to Fox News journalist Peter Ducey, and this is what he had to say. He said, "She was evil, corrupt, and only focused on bad things of our country. She was rapidly losing control of our party, and it was never coming back. I am very honored that she impeached me twice and failed miserably twice. Nancy Pelosi is highly overrated politician." This is what Donald Trump said, the president. But, you know, that's what you, expect to hear from, Donald Trump about Nancy Pelosi. But the fact that Nancy Pelosi was able to, what I want to focus on is this is where I feel that this is a problem. Four decades. I believe in term limits. I believe that if politicians had term limits, they would do a better job, or if they were doing a bad job, they don't have a career. They can't be a career politician. You know what I mean? I think that many times we have to look at term limits because you get two terms for the president. And then you can be in Congress for the rest of your life. You can be a senator? Can you be a senator forever? You can be almost a common council member forever. I think that many times when we talk about people being in office too long, Nancy Pelosi is like a great example. Four decades. So this is where I say you get corrupt after a while. The game will corrupt you. The political game will corrupt you. I know some people that got in office when I was first start advocating 16 years ago, they won't even talk to me now. Because when I talked to them when they first got elected, they had so much zeal. They had so much energy to say, "I'm finna help the community. I'm finna do this. I'm finna do that." And now they don't even say nothing to me, because some time that went by and they didn't do nothing. And I believe after a while, the system will beat you into shape to do what they want. I think everybody start out excited, like, "Oh, I'm running for office. I'm for to help the community." I've heard, that's why I don't believe it no more. That's why I don't listen to it. Everybody got this big Martin Luther King speech, when they first start out. But I've lived long enough now to see the beginning and the end. And that's played out. That I don't want to hear that no more. Every time they want to motivate black people, they tug on our emotions. They want to get us emotionally involved, and we want to believe in the potential. But I came to the conclusion that if you wasn't really making no real big difference before you got in office, there's no way you're going to get in there in that system and hold your own. That's why when most people leave the office, they'll give the nod to the next person, they buddy. And now we got buddy politics because they'll leave office, leave a seat open, then they'll endorse their buddy who's going to do the same thing. So now we are in buddy-buddy politics now. So now they didn't do nothing. Now here come the buddy. That ain't going to do nothing. And it got to stop. I think we should actually challenge term limits. I'm talking about on all levels. You should only be able to be around for like at least two, at maximum, if you got to have it, three. That's if you got, that's what, you know, if we got to have term limits and they struggling with two terms, okay, give them three. But after that, you got to go. We got to get somebody fresh in here. And I'm going to tell you right now, what I'm seeing is, when I look at politics, it's a never-ending cycle of people and their buddies in power. And this is what it is. You rarely see somebody come from the community with no attachment to anything getting these positions. Now, they flow with the money, who and the money control the politician. So that's why the same group wins every time, because they got a machine where if they select their candidate, okay, we're going to back you. This group going to back you. And now we're going to push you through. And you got to do what we say. So that's why we ain't getting no changes. That's why we're not getting no changes. Well, I'll say this. It's a new day. And it's a lot of people now that are waking up. It's a lot of people that's saying, you know what? We got to get something out the deal. We got to make sure that we put people in the seats that are at least fighting for our best interest. And look at what happened to the detox center when the detox center people came in here. Look how frustrated that is. You know, that will be to the community. Look how much stress that would add to the community if that detox center is closed down. Understand what I'm saying? Term limits. We need them. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe, bringing you all the action and all the smoke. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Seven the Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Hey, look, we got the government shutdown. We got people making moves around the SNAP benefits. We got organizations coming together, organizing, giving away food to those in need. We have a story on the SNAP benefits and what's going on right here in the state of Wisconsin. If you got the show on live as we broadcast live, we got some video on this. Let's listen.
The Milwaukee Police Department had so much to pick up, it called in the wagon to MPD District 4 on the northwest side. Each Milwaukee police station is collecting canned food to help as the government shutdown hits a historic 35th day. Right now, some 700,000 Wisconsinites are waiting for this new month's food share benefits. Federal judges ordered the Trump administration send out SNAP money despite the shutdown. On Monday, the Trump administration said it would send SNAP recipients 50% of their monthly allotment. It says the contingency fund only has about $5 billion, and it said it costs closer to $9 billion to fund the food stamps program for the month.
The Trump administration needs to stop playing games with our most vulnerable population and really focus on ending this shutdown for all citizens of this country.
On Tuesday, questions started again when President Donald Trump posted on Truth Social that SNAP benefits, quote, will be given only when the radical left Democrats open up government, which they can easily do, and not before. But soon after that, the White House press secretary backtracked and said the money would still go out the door this month.
We are digging into a contingency fund that is supposed to be for emergencies, catastrophes, for war. And the president does not want to have to tap into this fund in the future. And that's what he was referring to in his Truth Social post.
As today, Milwaukee City, County, Milwaukee Bucks, and local nonprofits joined together to help fill the gap.
The Milwaukee Health Department reports the county city nonprofit drive has also raised $77,000. It says that's equivalent to 235,000 meals. You can also drop off your canned foods at all MPD districts, all MPS schools, all city library branches, city hall, the county courthouse, Fiserv Forum, and other locations.
This is what I'm seeing. I see a political tug of war here and a fight for power. I think the Democrats they got, and I think that the Trump administration is trying to stand firm on the direction that they're trying to take the country. So the shutdown is like a tug of war, and the people are suffering in the midst. And when I look at this whole political aspect, I always say that, okay, if the government is shut down, why are these politicians still getting a check? If everybody else ain't getting a check, if all these federal workers are not getting a check, why is the government shut down and they're getting a check? Their check is still hitting the bank account. I think that we should change that. See, this is how you know it's one bird and two wings. Because if the government is shut down and they didn't get paid, the government will be open right away. They're not missing any meals. Their family is not missing their checks. So the military, a lot of these other people that are getting caught up in this shutdown idea, and the people with the SNAP benefits causing everybody to, a little bit more stress, whether it's the Democrats, they don't want to, vote for it because they want this, and the Republicans don't want to do something because they're not going to, they don't like some of the Democratic ideas that they're trying to present. So here we go. But the people always get lost in the middle. This is why we have to, as a people, this is what I firmly believe. I believe that we have to start taking back control because I think it went too far left and too far right. And I've been saying this for a while now. And it was always in out of the interest of the best interest of the people. Now, just because you're elected official and you get to get in front of the TV camera and do a press conference, that's because you're elected official. That's not because that you're doing anything. You know, a lot of people can't even tell me half of the stuff that their local elected or congressperson. A lot of people can't tell me what they even do. That's just real. That's just keeping it 100. But if they could lose their check, see, this is who made it so that these politicians can keep getting paid during a government shutdown. They don't care about nobody else suffering. They going to get the seafood boil. They going to eat. They after they get finished with all this circus, they got a tank full of gas waiting outside to go where and do what they want to do. But I think that we have allowed these people to do too much. And if we start taking the power back, they should not be getting paid right now. I bet you this wouldn't go too long. I bet you if they'd have missed two checks right now, they would have had a decision on the table. Okay. Well, salute to everybody that's out here helping during these times, doing what they can for families, no matter what political, what side of the political fence you're on, we can all do a little so nobody have to do a lot. And I know they point fingers. I know that the Democrats, the donkeys is pointing fingers at the elephant and the elephant is pointing fingers at the donkey. But it's people in the middle, the American public, that's stressed out right now, because even if you don't get SNAP benefits, you still may have a heart to say, what can I do, causing extra stress on your family to give up, a lot of some of the things that you may have had for your family to help others. So all of this is doing is creating extra stress for the United States, for the people that's out here trying to live their lives. And a lot of people say, hey, they got their extreme opinions, whether you're on the left or the right. They got their extreme opinions. But at the end of the day, as a human being, as people that want to see prosperity or want to see people do better, this is a sad time. This is a sad time when politics have stifled and added stress to the American public. I understand what I'm saying. Before all of this, I was helping women and children with that was going through evictions, and I was helping people and families in stressful times. But when you got a politic idea where I'm not going to do this, I'm not budging, you're not budging, it's a standstill, and they get a check, they could go on for as long as they want to, because they're going to be comfortable. They're not going to suffer. Their friends and family will have means. That goes to show that they just don't give a care. I would say the D word, but I ain't trying to say all that. I ain't trying to put all that out on the airwaves. But what I'm saying is they don't care. And Michael Jackson tried to tell you. Michael Jackson tried to make the music and tried to tell you. And this is living proof. Not because it's SNAP benefits involved. It's because there's so many avenues that political have divided and have stifled that I can't even keep track. I can't even keep track of. Now, I could take the easy way out and join Donkey Gang or join Elephant Gang and get to swinging, you know, back and forth, mudslinging, playing WWE, getting ready for WrestleMania, getting ready for all the main events, because all of these people, it's all, you know, WWE to me. But the people suffer, and that's the sad part about it. I got Black Conscious on the lines. Black Conscious want to make a statement. How you doing, Black Conscious?
I'm living, King. Knowledge is self, and health is wealth. But there's also an underlining issue that's preventing them from coming in and holding, you know, doing their job. And that's the swearing in of that other senator, because she will have the casting vote for the Epstein files. So it's not just,
here we go,
we're Epstein not coming file. Because
we ain't talked about that
because
in
they won't. Right. Because they won't budge on. It's bigger than quest cards and all of that.
Right.
So they're using that to say that is the reason why. But there's another underlining issue that they're not talking about. But I also want to say this to the Milwaukeeans and other people. We have been through worse before. Don't look at what you don't have and look what you do have. You have a community. Now is the time to come together as a village, as a family, and each one feed one and help one. This is not the time to sit up here, oh, woe is me, because we have been through this before and a whole lot worse, and yet still here. So, yeah, let's cancel Thanksgiving, because it is more than just a day, and we're thankful for every day that we rise above this madness. Let's come together as a family and pitch in to help each one achieve. If you know people are hurting, then, hey, let's reach out.
Right.
Let's reach out to these churches and seek how they help. But also, there's a health benefit for this month, that because they're going to lift it after this month. For this month that you don't have quest cards, look at all the healthy choices you're now making.
Hey.
We no longer have those sugary and salt substances pouring into our body, because now we have to make rightful and healthy choices.
See, Black Conscious, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have a pop culture report, Truth Nation. Stay locked in.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Pop Culture Report brought to you by GP.
What it do?
Truth Nation Insider in studio.
What it do?
New York's finest.
Hey. How you doing, GP?
I'm doing good. I had to come through. You was getting on me. You said I abandoned you. You thought I left you for
dead.
Nah,
I said you went Hollywood.
Nah, I can't be too far away. I'm right upstairs.
It sounds slick until you can't come down.
You're right. Damn, you gonna cut me off just like that? You see how the folks do.
We ain't cutting you off. We trying to see you gonna win the weight loss challenge.
Oh man, I think you
need time to, you know, work out and try to get yourself together, because you and Andrew got the weight loss challenge going on to the end of November.
You know, for those who are listening and don't have any context, Adul, a member or a valued member of our 101.7 The Truth team, he came to me and Andrew and propositioned us with the idea of a weight loss challenge. So it kicked off November 1st. We are only 6 days into it. Again, props to Andrew for being the man that he is and taking or accepting the challenge. So hopefully at the end of this, we both end up a little healthier, a little better about ourselves, as well as making some changes to our lifestyle. So I think that's a win within itself. I could really care who wins, or I could care less about who wins. I just want to see everybody make changes that they need to make. So that's how I see it.
Did y'all do the weigh-in?
We did. We did. I weighed in at a strong 255 pounds.
Okay. Andrew?
262 is twisted steel.
Definitely twisted.
All right. All over the place.
All right. So here we go. So at the end of November, y'all going to give the results?
Yes. We can make that a thing if you want to. We can do it live on air if you want to.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, okay. See, look, I'm holding Andrew to it then.
Here we go. Well, you know what I said. I said, since it ain't no SNAP benefits, it should be easier for y'all to.
Oh, starving.
It's a lot of people should be in the weight loss challenge because they're going to be eating leafy vegetables and you know, like Black Conscious said, ain't going to be a lot of sugary snacks no more. So.
No, it's a good thing. Again, I got a juicer. I got a rice maker. I got everything I need to succeed.
Oh, that juicer going to be powerful.
I know. Delicious. Strawberries, celery, everything I need and then some. All my veggies and all my fruits.
Andrew, what's your diet sounding like?
Beans and rice, Tori.
Beans and rice.
Ooh, his stomach rumbling.
Ooh, I better not go back there in the production booth.
It might get bad.
Don't gas him up.
He already is gassy.
Damn.
All right, well, what's going on in these pop culture streets?
So the boy Blueface is home again after a couple of years in prison. And things have already kind of gotten treacherous for him. Again, his first day home, he kind of spent some time with his kids. But obviously, people know he has two baby mothers, as we, for some reason, keep calling them that. But there's Jaden Alexis, and then there's obviously Krishan Rock. And there's a lot of controversy going around that story because Krishan Rock pretty much live streamed their entire day. I believe they ended up at an arcade, and Blueface had asked her politely to not record the kids. And Jaden Alexis obviously responded online, calling Krishan Rock an absentee mother, as well as some other things, alleging drug abuse and a bunch of other stuff that have, you know, befallen Krishan Rock. And then that also prompted his mother as well to kind of respond and kind of tell the story from her day, which there's accusations of her attacking a guard or one of the security guards as well. And then it also culminated in that stream kind of being at home. And people have also seen the child, which for those people that don't know, Jaden Alexis and Blueface have two children. So there's Javon Jamal Porter, and then there's Journey Alexis Porter, and then Krishan Rock, obviously their child's name, Krishan Malone Jr. And so it's calling into question, again, some of the capabilities or kind of the intention on Krishan Rock's end, as well as Jaden Alexis, who's trying to basically be the best mother that she can for her two children. And they're trying to find a space which they need to kind of healthily co-parent. And so Blueface, again, is kind of caught in the middle of all of this. He's yet to really kind of respond and kind of comment from his end. But it's just been a mess. Again, it's tough to see two people who obviously need some type of help or mental guidance, I guess, for lack of a better term.
All I'm saying is this is the new Bobby and Whitney.
The new Bobby and Whitney is crazy.
Because it's toxic. Now, can you imagine? Because Bobby and Whitney did a show later in their careers.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine if Bobby and Whitney had the show when they first started dating? Like, they got the show later when they was more calmed down.
They wasn't calmed down.
I'm talking about they definitely wasn't the way they was when they first started. Like, they got it later, and then shortly after that, they got divorced. They got split.
That was toward the end. That's true.
Okay, so you got Krishan and Blueface, whose relationship is being streamed to everybody as toxic as it has been. She was just with some other rapper, and they may have something on the internet that's, you know.
Well, he posted a video of her sucking some toes.
Okay, doing stuff that she wasn't supposed to do just a month ago.
Yes.
Now Blueface is out, okay? And now they're going, I think that their whole career is based off them being together, whether they like each other or not, because they're keeping each other relevant.
Right.
Because they're selling, they're not even selling music anymore. They're selling toxicity
mm-hmm.
and drama.
Yes. I mean, people love dysfunction. Again, when we kind of talk about just, I guess, how they both got their start. For example, we can just start with Krishan Rock. Krishan Rock is obviously known for being on Baddies, for being very violent, very aggressive, very imposing. And she's never really had it all together up there. Obviously, Blueface, he comes from, I don't want to say a good home, but obviously gang-affiliated, rapper, kind of bad boy lifestyle, which he's publicly embarrassed both of these women on multiple occasions. Again, there was another clip that kind of resurfaced. I think Blueface did an interview with Jason Lee where Jaden and Lexus was there, and he kind of alleged to him doing some things in the past with Megan Thee Stallion. And so he's never really respected either of these women. Obviously, they're the mother of his children, but they kind of allow him to play on that as much as they want to. Again, Jaden Alexis was with Blueface back and forth up until the time that he kind of went to prison for some of the charges that he was serving. So they both have kind of lived in this wild world of confusion and disarray, and the media eats it up because they keep giving people material.
But the media likes drama. Like, people that don't have any drama, that's boring. Like, if you film a show, all right, honey, I'm finna go to work. And then you go to work, you come home, all right, she got the dinner ready. Y'all watch Netflix and start snoring. Nobody's gonna watch that.
People don't want the American Dream no more, the picket fence, I'm dog, telling and you, two kids.
Right, just... now, drama. People love the drama.
Yeah.
And Blueface and Krishan is proof. Mm-hmm. You look at the streaming numbers. Look at what people are doing. Blueface got home from jail. He immediately got on the stream with Krishan. They back. Yep. I mean, he was down for a minute, but he has to stay relevant because his music is not relevant.
Right.
He doesn't have – what song other than Tatiana, what song is anybody talking about from Blueface?
Nothing. There's nothing there.
Okay, so what is he – why are we talking about him right now?
I'm going to say, you know what this really reminds me of? Again, I know you've seen this movie. Have you seen a movie between – or a movie called A Thin Line Between Love and Hate? This is kind of exactly what Blueface kind of reminds me of. He is Darnell, and there's women that are actively pursuing him, but he's kind of playing on that. And then he runs into a whole bunch of kind of trouble and all types of other random scenarios along the way. Blueface has never been able to shake Krishan because her entire brand is attached to him. And she's never sought out the help that she kind of needs. Again, a lot of people also allege – throughout her pregnancy that she was still drinking, still smoking, still turning up with, you know, the baddies and all that other stuff when she was affiliated with them. And so if Blueface truly cared about her and truly cared about his kids, he would let her go get the help that she kind of needs. He's willing to keep all these women around because they kind of do everything at his beck and call. And it's kind of tough to see. But again, Krishan Rock, she's never been or never, I guess, had to kind of make smart decisions on her own. Her family has kind of always coddled her until now.
It sounds like they're capitalizing off of a toxic relationship. He didn't punch her daddy in the face. Like, her mother,
right,
and Krishan has gotten into it. Family members, mm-hmm, have gotten into this drama.
Yeah.
And it seems like in order for them to make a dime, they got to be in a space where the drama is displayed. And now they got the baby involved. Mm-hmm. Now this baby, they holding the baby. A lot of people were saying, okay, this loud music, the baby is responding some type of way to what's happening in the environment during the stream. I seen somebody was like, hey, they got the baby in that loud atmosphere. So now it's a child. They didn't birth the child into the drama. So to me, it's just showing toxicity upon toxicity, and people are tuned in for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that now, if you can sell drama, everybody, every celebrity now, if you ain't got no drama attached to your situation, I'm not going to put no money behind it.
Right. No, and that's the tough part again, too. I think another thing that we kind of need to pay attention to here, we keep using this baby daddy, baby mama kind of thing as a term of endearment, and it shouldn't just be what someone is to someone. Again, Jaden Alexis, obviously, she has two kids with Blueface, and she's riding and dying. She's willing to do anything to protect her own children because they have an image and they have a life that is attached to Blueface. He's their father. It is what it is at the end of the day. But if you want to be a good baby mother, for lack of a better term, you have to kind of work with Krishan Rock and find some type of common ground, because these kids are going to play together. They're going to grow up together. They're stepbrothers and stepsisters to that effect. And so it seems like there's no one that's willing to be a cohesive or coherent adult and sit down and come to the table and say, hey, we've had these issues in the past. We've had these problems. At the end of the day, I love y'all for who y'all are, because we're a family, essentially, and that we need to kind of make a change for the better. They need to stop
publicizing. So get in a polygamy type situation.
If that's what it
takes. But
they
seem like
that's already what it is.
They're already dealing with it like that.
The women just didn't know.
Came to the reality. But, okay, you got the one baby mother that was holding them down while he was in prison.
Right.
He dissed her once he got out.
Because he just don't know no better.
And went with Chris
Sean. Yeah.
And now, you know, can you imagine being somebody, okay, I'm holding you down, I'm sending money to you to make sure you got what you need, and all of a sudden you get out and you go with some girl that was out here wilding out with your baby.
Right.
So to me, I see just dollars for the mainstream media, but I do see the toxicity that's affecting a lot of people who are looking at this like this is like normal. And these young people sometimes get in relationships, and I used to wonder, like, why are you in this relationship? This person is treating you like trash.
Yeah.
But if you're influenced by Krishan and Blueface, then it's not abnormal right. at this point.
Right.
It seems like the drama is normal right now.
Yeah, and that's the thing, again.
You need a little drama to stick around in the relationship right now. Got to be a little toxic.
Yeah, when we talk about, again, Blueface and Jane Alexis has obviously held things down when he was in prison. She's still the mother of his two children. She seems like she's more willing to come to the table than anyone else. And so I hope that she can get on one accord with Blueface and Krishan Rock eventually. But, again, for those out there that might have women or multiple women in their lives, don't take advice or don't kind of try to replicate most of the stuff that you see online, because most of it isn't good for you. For example, we'll get into Paul Pierce in a second, but he's someone else that kind of kicked out some bad
information.
Well, we're
going to talk about what Paul Pierce put out there online about relationships.
Oh, man.
GP, I need Truth Nation to hear this.
Disclaimer, anything that I say right now is just for content.
Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we're going to have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
One-on-one, 7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Pop Culture Report brought to you by GP.
What it do?
Look, GP, your boy tripping.
Yeah, out there bugging out.
Wilding out on social media.
For sure.
Paul Pierce, after he ended his career as a Celtic, we thought he was just going to fall back and just... But no, he wants to cause conversation, relationship conversations. And I think he's doing a good job of getting people's attention.
Right. It's a shame. Paul Pierce, affectionately known as The Truth, but he told a very big lie the other day. Again, he was on his podcast, I believe, The Truth After Dark, with his co-host.
The Truth After Dark?
I believe that's the name of the podcast.
He just stole my podcast idea.
But pretty much, there's a 25-second clip that Paul Pierce is kind of going back and forth with his co-host Azar Farideh, and they're kind of talking about relationships in the space that they kind of exist in. And I'll let, you know, Andrew kind of play up the clip, and then we'll kind of just go from there.
Let's listen.
You really want to know if a girl loves you, you need to go out and cheat on her. Let's see. If you really want to know if a girl loves you for real, go cheat on her and see how she reacts. Now we're going to see what's real.
Oh, wow.
Delusion at its finest.
Oh, wow.
And so,
I mean, what would you get if you do go cheat? I mean, okay, so let's say you took this advice.
Right.
Okay, so what do you expect somebody to do?
I think, again, this is how I like to put myself on both sides of the spectrum, right? Let's say you go out and you cheat. And in Paul Pierce's mind, right, he thinks that that's the thing to do to learn how a woman really feels about you.
Now she's going to take the gloves off. She's going to try to be like, now it's her truth. What she going to say, like, okay, you know, I'm going to take half. I'm just saying, like, what are you trying to get out of somebody by doing it? The real feelings? Yeah. Or how do you know that's not feelings that are triggered?
Yeah.
Because you've done something against them, you know, to betray the trust. You don't know what that is.
Yeah.
So that may not be a great representation of who that person is.
Yeah. I'll put it into kind of my own perspective again. In the world that we kind of live in now, a lot of people are content or they're content with a lot of relationships that kind of exist in the gray area. So, for example, you could be talking to a woman or a man for, five to 6 months, right? Going out on dates. Met the friend group, all types of other things, but you may have not ever defined what exactly it is that you have going on. if you were to step out on someone and, you know, introduce somebody else into this relationship that y'all kind of have, or be in a space where you're dating multiple people at one time, the person that who really feels like they belong with you is going to call you out on your BS, and they're going to want you to basically put a stamp on the relationship. Again, we talk about all the time where titles don't exist and that people are very kind of reluctant to use that word boyfriend, girlfriend, or say that you're in a relationship. And so I kind of understand his aspect there. If you're living in a gray area, you always want to put a stamp on it so people are not confused and that you kind of understand exactly how far someone is willing to go or the future that you kind of see with someone. Now, on the counter aspect of that, if you actually are dating someone and you decide to step out on them, you have to be prepared for everything else that comes along with that. And again, that person will never let go of that feeling that they have because they don't, or they kind of see that you're not the special person that they thought you were to them. And I've had that happen to me as well. Obviously, I've done stupid things like that in college where I was dating a girl and I thought I could be kind of slick and kind of get somebody else's number right on the side and all types of other stuff. And you're always, or you're never prepared for that conversation when that person is really expressing how hurt they are and how much you really mean to them, and that you would kind of defile the relationship by introducing someone else into it. You should never play on people's traumas or kind of play on people's insecurities like that. A lot of people have insecurities that revolve around, you know, people not being willing to commit or showing them that they truly love or admire them as much as they do them.
Well, I'll say this. Is this person, so you and he's basically saying, okay, I'm with you.
If we locked in, yeah.
I'm finna go mess around, and then I'm gonna look you in the face and be like, all right, I messed around. What you finna do?
Yeah. Playing on trauma.
That's, who is that in the chat? Nicole in the chat says, sad, a humiliation ritual disguised as love.
It is.
It's like, okay, I'm finna strip you down to your worst possible self by doing this. And now I'm trying to see how you react.
And that's the thing. Again, you're putting someone to the fire for no reason when you're not built for that fire yourself. Again, when you're in a relationship with someone, you get to know every little intricacy about them. You know where they work. You know their family history, their past relationships, and all types of other stuff like that. There's no good reason to introduce anyone else or introduce any potential problem to your relationship, because that person, you have to rebuild that trust up again. You also have to kind of put things to bed with whoever else you introduce into the situation. We see it all the time. People step out on their partners and that trust is never the same.
Well, I think that when you have money, like I guess he has basketball money.
Millions, yeah.
And most women are getting a bad reputation when it comes to dealing with men with money, because then they'll leave and ask for half. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that conversation goes on. But is he trying to say, okay, if you really love me, you're just going to let me do whatever I want to do? Or do you love me for my money? You want me to be a resource, but now I want to put you in a situation where now I get to see who you truly are.
I think it's both. Again,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Because yeah, if you look at somebody that has millions, hopefully he didn't spend the money or waste the money, because yeah, you see that now.
Well, he's getting paid to be on the podcast.
Yeah,
so,
you know, he's making money. He's making some kind of money.
Right.
But you see people with millions of dollars with this kind of attitude. Like, because most women want a man with money. So men with money want loyalty. So I'm going to put you in a situation. I already got my situation together.
Right.
I'm going to put you in a situation to see what you truly about.
Right.
And I think that's the logic of a lot of guys that practice this rich person mentality to weed out women, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's a tough thing. Again, this is something that my father kind of used to tell me when I was kind of growing up. He used to tell me all players have been played at some point in their life. And so a lot of men that kind of think in this kind of light, there's always, I don't want to say always necessarily, but there's some relationship or some woman in their past, or it could be a man as well for women, that has treated them how they treat people now. They kind of play on some of the trauma that they have had, or the unresolved trauma that they might have. So for Paul Pierce, he might have had a woman that was after just his money. And so in the next relationship, he's kind of like, well, let me see exactly how this woman is going to think when I put her in this kind of circumstance, because I got to really know if she's messing with me for me, or if she's after some of the things that I can kind of provide, the things that I can do or use to upgrade her lifestyle. Obviously, I don't have Paul Pierce money, so I can't think in that kind of manner.
And you got to simp it out.
But nah, it's not even about simping it out.
Damn.
But it'd be like that sometimes.
If you have Paul Pierce money, you probably, you know, be thinking that somebody after you for your cash.
I mean, yeah.
But since you on the come up, yeah, you willing to, you know, You're willing to break dance a little bit because you're trying to get what you want.
Nah, it ain't about break dancing.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, it all starts with a good conversation. I think the main thing that you kind of got to know is where somebody is in life and where that they're looking to head. I think that we talk about all the time that people should have goals and that they should have a realistic expectation of what they want from a relationship. Paul Pierce, he's kind of just out here in a gray area. He's an older man with money, so it's always going to feel like somebody's after everything
I've heard men talk like this with money.
And it sounds bitter. It sounds played out.
It sounds like, okay, I can provide for you, but okay, so now you know that I'm beneficial to you, and you're with me because I can provide, but I'm going to test you now.
Right.
And I'm going to go at the very core and cheat on you just to see what your reaction is so I can make a decision on if I want to keep you or not.
Yeah.
And that to me, I heard a lot of people talk like this, but it's only people with money and cash. And you know, you get the groupies and you can have the leverage. But to me, I feel like when he's saying this, he's just throwing out that old rich person's mentality. Like you said, like this is where there's a division, there's tiers to money. So when you're on that level, you'll be surprised a lot of people who think that they out here boring the Mac. This is how they talk.
If you got to pay to play. That's how it is. Again, it's a tale as old as time. Again, these NBA players, they get in with these women and they are after their dough. After 2 or 3 years, things don't work. They get tired of the cheating and they take the money and they run. But this is advice for any average Joe out there. Again, I'm going to look straight into the camera when I say this. If you're an average Joe out there and you really don't got that money to be tricking on more than one woman at once, stay home, stay inside. Cultivate what you need to do and learn to grow what you need to grow inside your own
home. Don't take this advice.
At all. Don't listen to Paul Pierce. Don't sit on a podcast couch and listen to this and kind of think that this is how you should be living. So,
hey, Maurice in the chat says, shut up and dribble.
Exactly.
Nah, he's a retired. Damn. Plus, he looks like it was not his money. Women would not look his way. If it wasn't for his money, women wouldn't look his way.
I ain't going to comment on his looks, but
hey,
you got to do what you got to do.
Well, thank you for the Pop Culture Report.
It's always. It's good to be in here, always.
Hey, it's good to have you in here.
I'll be right back tomorrow.
All right, that's what's up. All right, when we come back, Trip Nation, we got guests. Stay locked in.